All right, pharmacokinetics. We already talked about it, the four things. What are they?
Absorption, excretion, distribution, metabolism.
Okay, let's say them in order, though. Absorption, distribution, metabolism, excretion. All right, absorption first. Movement of the drug from the site of administration into the blood. So the first thing that will affect it is what we call the rate of dissolution. What does the word dissolution mean? What's the root of that word? Dissolve. Dissolution, dissolve. So it's how quickly it dissolves in blood. And blood is primarily
water.
Now, remember what we said earlier? To pass through the membrane, it needs to be lipid-soluble. But now, in order to get into the blood, it needs to be water-soluble. Mm-hmm. Now, what happens if it's not water-soluble?
It won't dissolve.
It won't dissolve as quickly. So it won't get into the blood as quickly. The next thing is the surface area. Now, do things dissolve into the blood over more surface area or smaller surface area?
More surface area.
Okay, so the more surface area, the more quickly it dissolves. If you want to test this at home, get a big chunk of sugar and drop it in water, see how long it takes to dissolve. Or get powdered sugar, put that in the water, and see how quickly it dissolves. Which one will dissolve more quickly?
Powdered sugar.
Why?
Because
more surface area. The next thing is the amount of blood flow. Think of this as shaking up the sugar now, or stirring it. The more blood flow that you get through there, you have new liquid coming into contact with the drug. So the more blood flow, the quicker it will be absorbed. Then the next one is lipid solubility. The more lipid soluble, the less water soluble. And then we have something we call pH partitioning, which is a kind of an advanced subject. There's a chapter in the book if you'd like to read it. All I want you to know is that the pH of the drug will affect how well it gets absorbed. That's all I want you to know. So if you want to read that chapter in the book, you can feel free to, but don't feel obliged to. And there will not be any test questions on it. All right. Now, in terms of the things that we control, what's the number one thing that we control about administration that will affect absorption? The route. Do we give it by mouth? Do we inject it subcutaneously? Or do we inject it into a muscle? Or do we inject it directly into the bloodstream? Do we put it on a patch on the skin? That's how we kind of control all of these things. Now, what has more blood? Subcutaneous tissue or muscle? Muscle. So if we want a drug to be absorbed more quickly, would we give it into subcutaneous fat or would we give it into a muscle? Okay. Now, if we wanted it to last longer, which one would we give it to?
Subcutaneous
fat. All right. Here are some of the different routes that we have. First one is called enteral. Enteral means going into the intestines. And there's the two major ways we get something into the intestines are by PO, per os. Os is Latin for mouth. Or per rectum, PR. So those are the two major ways that we give a drug enterally. Now, in addition to that, if we give via a gastrointestinal tube, so if someone's got a tube that goes directly into their stomach, that's also considered enteral. But for most people, it's going to be PO or PR.
What is NPO?
NPO means nothing PO, so nothing by mouth. And in that case, what you're talking about there is no food, no water, no drugs. No Coke. Soda. Pop, if you're from Ohio.
Woohoo.
Rock on. All right. Now, any drug that goes through the intestines is going to hit the liver before the drug hits the rest of the body. So that's something we call the first pass effect. Now, some drugs will be completely destroyed by the liver during that first pass. And so the first pass effect is when a drug is so modified by the liver that basically none of it gets to the blood, to the rest of the body, if you give it by mouth. Next one we have is parenteral, or parenteral, which stands for injections. So the major ones we're talking about is intramuscular, intravenous, and subcutaneous. There's a couple others, but those are the major three. So intramuscular, subcutaneous, and intravenous. Then we have something we call topical. Topical is when you give the drug on the skin, and you want it to act on the skin. So say if you have a rash, and you put the drug on the rash, you want it to affect the rash. That's called topical. Now, there's another one of putting on the skin called transdermal. The word trans means through. So now we want the drug to be absorbed through the skin into the system. So this would be like the nicotine patch. You put the patch on the skin, but you don't want it to work on the skin. You want it to be absorbed into the bloodstream. That's called transdermal. Then we have inhaled, where you puff the drug. This would be like your asthma inhalers. And then we also have vaginal suppositories, which are a local suppository. They're meant to work in the vagina. In addition to that, you've got some other routes. You have intrathecal, which is when you inject it into the spine. There's also sublingual, where you put it under the skin and let it absorb through the blood vessels under the tongue of the mouth. Does that say under the skin?
Yeah.
Under the tongue. Sublingual is under the tongue.
Okay.